Insight on Business, the NewsHour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company. Learn how to grow your small business or nonprofit by outsourcing your HR and payroll functions. OasisAHR.com.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the NewsHour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. We are continuing our conversation with family members relative to COVID-19 and how they're holding up on this, the second month of nearly self-quarantining. And with me on our newsmaker line is Hunter Pease and her daughter, Jovi. And they happen to be mother, daughter, and daughter, granddaughter. So let's see what's going on at the Pease household today. Hey, Hunter, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Have you been anywhere lately?
Other than Walmart to just get some essential items, we haven't really been too many places.
Yeah, it's kind of that way. How is the 12-year-old holding up with all this?
Better than I expected, honestly.
So,
but I'll let her fill you in.
Yeah, Jovi, you're going into the seventh grade. Are you still doing classwork at home?
I am. I do 2 hours of schoolwork every day.
Yeah. What subjects?
I do math, writing, reading, and Spanish.
Does it kind of fill up your 2 hours?
It does, yeah. It gives me something to do every morning.
I bet. So what do you miss the most now that we're kind of self-quarantining here and not going out and seeing people and stuff? What do you miss the most?
I miss going places and seeing all my friends. And it is hard not going to school, but I can live with it. I got everybody's phone number, so. Yeah.
So you can talk to them at least, huh?
Yeah.
So one of the things about this that's interesting, Jovi, is you just finished sixth grade at an elementary school, and you're headed to middle school. But it's a school that you've been to, but you really don't know that much about it. Or do you? Have you done a walkthrough? Are you familiar with the classrooms and stuff?
I've done the walkthrough. I'm not quite sure I'm familiar with them quite yet. And I am nervous to go, but I think it will be fun.
Hunter, you know, raising any children in this environment, you know, you've got to be a teacher, be a mom, be an entertainer, all those kinds of things. How much stress is that?
Since I just had the one, I didn't find it to be as stressful as I anticipated. Because really, I'm only adding one additional job duty to what I'm already doing, and that's teacher. But luckily, Jovi is pretty self-sufficient when it comes to that kind of stuff. She gets up in the morning, eats breakfast, and just gets going on her schoolwork without me having to really prompt her to do that much. So for me, it hasn't been that bad, but I know there's a lot of moms out there who have 2 or 3 kids, and it's just been pretty darn crazy. So,
yeah, it is. And we've heard from many parents, you know, this is now the second month of this, and schools in the greater Des Moines metro area not slated to open. And all of the activities that go with that, Jovi's very involved in sports. And so have you heard anything? I mean, she's a terrific softball player, a catcher. Have you heard anything about the softball season?
It's kind of been slow on that end. We recently got some new rule updates from the USSSA. It's the organization that our teams play under. Just a few new guidelines. You know, there's not going to be any before or after game handshakes. The coin toss will be done just by the captains, things like that to kind of help keep social distancing in play. But other than when it's going to start back up, still have no idea at this point. And that's pretty frustrating. We can't even go out and practice with our team at this point.
Right. Well, you know, I get it, the pitcher, but the catcher is like sitting right behind the batter. And, you know, when you go to tag somebody out, there's not a whole lot of social distancing there.
Yeah, I thought about that too, but I imagine they'll make some exceptions for a good out.
Wow. It is a whole new world. Hey, thanks, kids. I appreciate you doing this with me. I really do. And it is a whole new world and something that we're all experiencing for the first time. Hunter Pease and Jovi Pease talking about their experiences. Thank you, Hunter.
Thank you.
Hey, Jovi, thank you.
Thank you.
Well, there you have it. Once again, that was Hunter and Jovi Pease. And if Hunter Pease's voice sounds familiar, there's a reason for that. She is the voice of the Business News Hour. Well, that's a wrap for today. Just a little peek on the inside of what families are going through, at least our family. Have yourself a wonderful day. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. And yes, the voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, and Hunter and Jovi, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.